Welcome back to Bonneville, where the Oil Barons take this one 4-3 in game number three and now have a 2-1 series lead over the Bonneville Pontiacs. Joined now on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, what a hockey game this was, but what a third period by your group to battle back. You've said it time and time again, when you think this team might be down and out, they find a way to get it done. And all four lines, all six defensemen grinding it out in that third period, and you score two big goals. Your thoughts on a wild third period and a massive win for your hockey club?
It was a massive third period by everybody. I totally agree with you. But when you look at it, what line was on the ice for both goals? It was your young guys, yeah. Isaac, Leesburg, Whitey. I mean, I've seen a lot of game-winning goals. I don't think I've ever seen one like that, where there was a hard pass, deflection. You sort of feel for the goaltender. Not really. But listen, I truly believe that we were the better team 5-on-5. We deserved to win the hockey game. So, you know, the outcome was just, you have to be lucky to be good, or good to be lucky, whatever that saying is. I just thought that our guys didn't get caught up in a lot of the extracurricular things. Thought that it was a very difficult game to get a lot of flow. There were other circumstances that just affect, in a playoff game, which was unfortunate, when you get, 5-on-3s both ways and things like that. But really, again, I'll reiterate. Love the effort from everybody. I thought that we were physical. I thought that we got in on their defense. They coughed the pucks over, and we were able to capitalize. We got some timely saves, and I thought that we did a great job of shutting them down in the third period.
Tom, you mentioned the winning goal. It was almost a shock, I think, to the entire building that it went in. I think a lot of people lost sight of the puck.
And I called it. I told Whitey, he's weak on the blocker side up high. So, no, it was, listen, Isaac came up the middle and hammered a pass, as Whitey was coming over to back up their D, and their sticks sort of touched. Hopefully Whitey got credit for it. But I didn't see how it went in, but it just went over the goalie shoulder. So just goes to show you that there's no such thing as a bad shot. Any shot can, when you get pucks to the net and you can get traffic, anything can happen. And there you go.
Tom, we've talked about him before, but your Texan on your team, Nicholas Nituba, comes up huge at big times. He was your unsung hero at the team awards show, and what a play by him. He doesn't jump up very often, but he picks his spots really well, and what a time for him to jump up. And how big was that goal, and what did that do to the bench when he scored?
Well, obviously, Tubes is not only a fan favorite, he's a team favorite, so I don't know whether he got lost and maybe thought that was our end. He was maybe still caught in the second period, but so he raced up. But we always talk about the playoffs are an exciting time, because there are going to be a ton of incidents here where you're always, somebody else can step up and be a hero, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a big goal or a defensive play, but you need players to step up. And listen, our young guy stepped up huge today. Tubes played well. But I thought collectively as a six-man unit, we did very well, and we didn't really give up a ton of offensive chances 5-on-5.
Your last shift there, you leave those five guys out for the whole minute. They're grinding away, but Shane Frazier wins some massive face-offs for you guys on that final shift. You had to take a ton of them. But talk about maybe Shane there and how he's improved in the face-off circle this season, and he's obviously a key guy at key times when you need to win a draw.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's improved. He was always real good, so he's a guy that you rely on in the last minute. It says a lot when you can put Liam Isaac out there in the last minute, as the second centerman. And with about 10 seconds, I thought, okay, they've been out there for about, 75 seconds, to change it up. But he was good, and you ask him, and he's honest in the sense where he'll tell you if he's tired, and he'll tell you whether he can go. And he said, no, we got it. We're okay. And even Roche would say, no, we're good for 10 seconds. And they did the job. We had a couple icing calls. You'd like to see guys chip the puck. But all in all, they never really had any great scoring opportunities in the last, I don't even really think, in the third period. So, it was a great effort. We talk about, momentum swinging throughout a seven-game series, and right now we've got a little bit of momentum, but, it doesn't count for anything tomorrow. You're going to get their best effort in the first 10 minutes. So if we can withstand that and continue to play smart and just move the pucks and chip pucks behind their D, I think that we should be okay.
You found yourself trailing for the first time to start a hockey game with a quick power play goal by the Pontiacs there. We talked about the first 10 minutes before. What did you see from your sides? Aside from the goal, were you okay with the first 10?
I was okay with the first 10. I don't know how a guy gets a high sticking penalty when his stick barely leaves the ice, but it is what it is. I actually like the fact that I thought we were good other than that power play, we were good. Our guys didn't, you know, get caught up or anything. We stayed focused, you know, right away. The guy said, you know, just blow that one off, and, you know, there's still a lot of hockey left. You know, when we took the 2-1 lead and you know, got the penalties against us, our guys still stayed focused. So, it's a, again, we talk about it. It's a testament to the leadership that you have and the young guys following. So, you know, it's so much easier when 20 guys pull the rope a little bit. You can get a lot further rather than just relying on one or two guys. So, again, I thought Jackson's line was real good for us. Mm-hmm. Hamley and Connolly were flying out there. Will had that great chance in the third period. So, these are times where you're going to need everybody. And we're getting contributions from all players, which is good to see.
Tom, congratulations on the win. And we'll talk to you tomorrow for game 4.
Thank you.